Do you ever meet a narcissist who kind of lived in their own little world? Well, they really do that. And there are certain things they try to sort of keep inside that world. Today at queenbeing.com, we're going to cover 9 of those things. 9 things that narcissists definitely don't want you to know and definitely won't tell you. So let's get started. There once was a narcissist, we'll call him Ned, who literally seemed to live in his own little world. His reality seemed to be a little different than the reality of, well, everyone else around him. Now, why is that? Well, narcissists by nature tend to live in their own little worlds. This is a pretty commonly understood fact in the survivor community. Would you agree? Rather than focusing on helping people around them or making the world a better place or in any way being positive and caring and compassionate, narcissists would rather be the center of attention. They would rather win all the games. They don't value other people in the same way that normal people do. But there are certain things that narcissists just don't want us to know about. These are little secrets they carry along with them that hide their insecurities and hide the parts of them that maybe make them vulnerable. Narcissists don't want us to know what's really going on in their head. They don't want us to see the insecurity. They don't want us to see the things that they don't like about themselves. And so in order to hide from that, in order to hide that from us, they manipulate us, they distract us, they confuse us. They use these tactics to cover up what they see as a huge fault in themselves. They use these tactics to avoid being ridiculed or torn down or embarrassed or even brought down to their own level. They live in this fantasy world. So what do narcissists do that they'd never tell us? What do narcissists do that they hide from us? Number one, they don't care how they affect other people. They lack empathy. I know this is no secret, but what narcissists don't want us to know is that even if they're able to kind of look and see exactly what is going on with someone's emotions, they truly don't care, and that's why they don't bother to take stock of the emotions of the people in their lives. So they're basically intentionally unaware of your emotions. Now, there is some evidence that some narcissists' brains actually are thinner in the part that controls empathy. Number two, narcissists don't want you to know that they are an endless well of need. They need admiration. They need respect. They need to be placed upon a pedestal. They need narcissistic supply, and nothing you can ever say or do will ever be enough for them. And trust me when I tell you that it's not about you, it's all about them. Of course, the longer they can keep you going and keep you trying to satisfy them, the better it is for them. So they're definitely playing that game. Number three, they're all about taking the credit, but they're never taking the responsibility. Narcissists are always happy to take credit for everything, whether it's your idea, their idea, or the idea of the next door neighbor, but they have no interest in taking responsibility. And that's for their own actions or your actions or the neighbor's actions. They just want credit. And if it's responsibility for their bad behavior, not interested. But if something good comes up, they're in it. They're taking it. They'll never apologize. They'll never admit they were wrong. And they certainly won't admit weaknesses. Which brings me to number four. They see you and everyone else in their life as disposable and replaceable. They can treat you like absolute dog poop. And no matter what happens, they'll expect you to stick around and deal with it. But the very moment that you stand up and you go the other way or you leave, they will replace you as soon as possible. Sometimes they've even got someone waiting in the wings just in case. There's no one in a narcissist's life who they value enough to change for. And this is really difficult to hear sometimes. It could be their spouse or their parents or their child. Wouldn't matter. There's no one that they will ever create serious personal change for. They'll be secretive, deceptive, disrespectful, outright abusive, and nothing will change the fact that they still think they're right, they still think they're on the right path. They literally believe that they're in the right, even when they're doing those things. They can be cheating on you and somehow it's your fault. They might undermine you or withdraw from you for no reason, but if you leave them, they'll replace you immediately because they see everyone as disposable. Number five, whatever they say in the moment is exactly what they see as true, even if that's a lie. I can't tell you how many times I've had to pretend something was true just to make a narcissist not be mad at me over the years. They'll change the story whenever it suits them. They'll switch things up. And if you don't go right along with it, you're in trouble, my friend. It is amazing how quickly a narcissist could convince someone of a completely made up fact just because they're so sure about what they're saying while they're saying it. I've actually heard someone say to me, I love messing with people's head this way. I will literally tell them a bunch of things that aren't true and just see how many of them I can make them believe. I mean, can you imagine the dangers of that? Number six, narcissists are scared to death of humiliation, publicly or otherwise. You can't see them as flawed or weak or inferior in any way because they feel completely devastated by that. And if you do see them that way, they will most certainly punish you for it. So just a tip from me to you, don't tell them. Number seven, narcissists feel special. They don't see rules as being part of their lives. They feel entitled. They feel like they are the only ones who should be treated with special treatment, they and people on their level. Basically, the way they see it, as long as it makes them feel good, there's nothing that stands in the way of that. Number eight, the most important thing in the world to a narcissist is how other people see them. They want status. They want to be popular. They want everyone to think they're amazing. They want people to think they're wealthy if they're not. They see most people as either a threat to their success or their happiness, or as someone they can manipulate and sort of control, or someone they can take advantage of. It's all about winning for them, and they don't see very many people as their equals. And don't you dare try to confront a narcissist or tell them they're wrong, because they will attack you, and they will leave you feeling about that big when they're done. And just one last note on that, they most definitely will never play fair. They feel entitled to do exactly what they want, when they want, how they want, no questions asked. We all know that, but it goes a little deeper than that. Finally, number nine, even to the narcissists who don't appear to be image concerned, their image is everything. Maybe in some cases it's a physical image. Maybe in some cases it's a leadership image or an image of a good religious person or whatever it is, whatever their shtick is. That's more important to them than actual people or happiness or anything. Appearances matter to narcissists more than actual substance. Appearances matter more than actual people, actual situations or events. What I'm trying to say is that a narcissist will do anything they can to feel like they're living up to their image. And that will not stop if it becomes detrimental to you. It will continue. Basically, if it's at your expense, you better get out of the way, according to a narcissist. Now, you might feel like you want to have compassion for a narcissist who lives in this twisted little world and do whatever feels right to you, but that doesn't mean that your compassion needs to stand in the way of your own peace. It doesn't mean you should let them take advantage of you. You can use this information, though, to gain perspective and to get a better idea of exactly what you should be doing to protect yourself. Recognizing these behaviors in toxic people in your life will help you to be aware of them and to not allow them to manipulate you in the same way they did before. Start working on setting your boundaries. This is the way to really create personal change. If you need additional help, I'm going to leave a link for you in the first pinned comment that will give you more help on how to deal with narcissists. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever experienced this? Have you experienced these types of behaviors from narcissists? Did you know these things before? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you soon.